Hello, and welcome to Paper to Podcast. Today, we're diving into an academic scuffle that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi flick. Artificial intelligence versus psychologists. Who's smarter? According to the latest showdown published in the Frontiers in Psychology, our brainy boffins have been pitting human wits against the whirring processors of AI models. The authors, helmed by the sharp Nabil Saleh Soufiane and colleagues, rolled out their findings on February 2nd, 2024. And let me tell you, they did not disappoint. The crux of this digital duel? Social intelligence SI scores. ChatGPT-4, the AI heavyweight, didn't just inch ahead, it catapulted to a score of 59, leaving human psychologists eating its cybernetic dust. Bing, not to be outdone, flaunted an SI score of 48. Outsmarting 50% of the psychologists with doctorates and a staggering 90% of those with bachelor's degrees. Then there's Google Bard, snoozing through the test with a score of 40, barely keeping pace with the bachelor's degree holders, and not even tickling the smarter socks of those with PhDs. It's a leaderboard that's more topsy-turvy than a roller coaster ride at the fun fair. But how did we get these numbers? Picture this. A battleground where human psychology students from King Khalid University, both undergrads and doctoral candidates, square off against the likes of ChatGPT-4, Google Bard, and Bing. The arena? The social intelligence scale, with 64 scenarios that probe your ability to navigate the social jungle. It's a contest of empathy, wits, and social savvy, with participants picking the best answers to win the crown of social intelligence. And the scoring, think of it as your high school exams, where those with the most correct answers are the ones flexing their social muscles. And just like in school, statistical tests were the referees, ensuring that no fluke answers made it to the leaderboard. The strengths of this study are as glaring as a neon sign. It's not every day you see AI models running circles around humans in a field we thought was our home turf, social smarts. ChatGPT-4, with its stunning full sweep over all the psychologists, could be the next digital therapist, while Bing shows it's got the chops, too. And Google Bard? Well, let's just say every competition needs a good underdog story. But hold your horses. It wasn't all smooth sailing. The study had its share of limitations. The sample size was like trying to judge the world's cuisine by only tasting sandwiches. The AIs were also tested just once. No chance for an encore performance. And the participants? All male, all from one institution, not exactly the United Nations of Psychology. Plus, the AIs were like having different athletes on different diets. ChatGPT, 4 with its premium subscription and Bing and Google Bard munching on the freebies. And with the speed at which AI evolves, who knows if these results will stand the test of time. Now, let's talk about potential applications. Because the implications of this research are juicier than a season finale cliffhanger. Imagine AI models becoming the future of counseling and psychotherapy, offering a shoulder to lean on that's as understanding as it is unflagging. AI could revolutionize the way we train psychology students, establish ethical guidelines for digital therapists, and provide support that scales like a skyscraper. In a nutshell, this study might just be the first step towards a future where AI doesn't just assist, but amplifies the mental health profession, giving us the kind of nuanced support that's as invaluable as it is intelligent. And that wraps up today's episode. You can find this paper and more on the paper2podcast.com website.